I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, November 22nd. Quincy Public Schools say they will form an equity working group to respond to concerns about systemic racism, discrimination, and climate and culture issues within the school system. In a letter, Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says the concerns were raised during recent forums that were held in the wake of a video that prompted a student walkout at Quincy High School that reportedly contained racist hate speech by one student to another. A local town has approved a plan to name the gymnasium at the local middle school in honor of a police officer who was killed in the line of duty. The Weymouth School Committee recently passed a resolution supporting Mayor Robert Hedlund's request to name the gym at the new Chapman Middle School after Sergeant Michael Chesna. 42-year-old Chesna was killed on July 15, 2018, while investigating a car crash. The suspect in Chesna's slaying is also charged with killing 77-year-old Vera Adams, a widow who lived nearby. Chesna, a married father of two who joined the Weymouth Police in 2012, was a decorated Army veteran who was deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. Police are looking for information regarding an alleged hit and run in Hall. On Saturday night, about 7 o'clock, police got a call regarding a car crash near Kingsley Road and Sumner Street. Upon arrival, police reported a victim, an adult woman, said the driver fled the scene. She was hit by a light-colored box truck while riding her motorized scooter and taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. AAA estimates more than 53 million people will travel for Thanksgiving, and state transportation officials are asking everyone to plan ahead. On the roads, MassDOT says construction work will be suspended from 5 a.m. Tuesday through 9 p.m. on the Monday after Thanksgiving. The HOV lane on the expressway between Boston and Quincy will be open for extended hours Tuesday and Wednesday, but closed on Thanksgiving Day and Friday. Normal HOV lane operations will resume next week. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, November 22nd.